In this bulletin, David Little proud to challenge Barnaby Joyce for the national leadership. The leaders of France and Germany urge Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold direct talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And in football, Western United are A-League champions. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghanid. David Littleproud has confirmed he will challenge Barnaby Joyce for the leadership of the Nationalist Party when it meets to decide the issue on Monday. A former agriculture minister in the Morrison coalition government, Mr. Littleproud had previously been thought to be interested in the deputy spot. He has released a statement saying he'd told Mr. Joyce of his intention to nominate for the leadership. The statement said since this was a decision about who would lead the Nationals to the next federal election in 2025, Mr. Littleproud would be making no further public statements until after the Monday meeting. The Greens have claimed victory in the Queensland seat of Brisbane as counting winds down following last weekend's federal election. It is understood that the Greens' Stephen Bates has won the seat over the coalition's incumbent MP Trevor Evans, edging out Labour's Madonna Jarrett to give the Greens their fourth seat in the House of Representatives. Mr. Bates says he was always confident the party represented what the voters were asking for.
We knew they liked our policies because they were telling us. They told us they wanted to get 100% publicly owned renewable energy. They wanted dental and mental health into Medicare. They wanted action on the housing crisis. And it's, turned into a victory for us this afternoon.
Counting now continues in three final seats to decide if Labour will claim a majority in the new parliament. Labour's Josh Burns has a narrow lead in the Victorian electorate of McNamara, closely followed by the Greens' Steve Hodgins-May and the Liberals' Colleen Harkin, currently in third place. Deakin in Victoria and Gilmore in southern New South Wales also remain undecided, with Gilmore Liberal candidate Andrew Constance just 253 votes ahead of sitting Labour MP Fiona Phillips. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australia is a generous country and there is room for compassion in the case of the Tamil asylum seeker family who the government is now allowing to return to Biloela in Queensland. Labour have announced the Murugapan family would be returning to Biloela on bridging visas, even as refugee advocates have pointed out that the government has the power to allow them to remain here permanently. Speaking to reporters as he announced that meetings would take place this week to begin implementing Labour's agenda for government, Mr. Albanese gave little indication about what direction Labour's asylum seeker policies would go. But he said that it was clear this particular family were beloved and made a significant contribution before being taken into immigration detention.
We're a generous country. And, you know, when I grew, the way I was brought up, you know, you don't treat people like that. And we're better than that. We've intervened. We'll continue to treat this family with the respect that they deserve.
French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz have urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to release the 2,500 Ukrainian defenders of the Azovstal steel plant detained by Russian forces, the Elysee Palace said. The two European leaders in a joint call also urged Putin to accept a direct exchange with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, the palace said. Russia said this month that almost 2,000 Ukrainians had surrendered after making a last stand in the ruins of Mariupol, where they had held out for weeks in bunkers and tunnels beneath the vast Azovstal steelworks. Macron and Scholz also insisted on the urgency of lifting the Russian blockade of the port of Odessa to allow Ukrainian grain exports. The National Rifle Association has pressed ahead with its annual convention in Houston as calls for tougher regulations on firearms continue across the United States. The organization has been trying to regroup following a period of serious legal and financial turmoil that included a failed bankruptcy effort, a class action lawsuit, and a fraud investigation by New York's Attorney General. Speakers at the NRA convention have denounced the massacre of 19 students and two teachers at a primary school in rural Texas. But they say restricting access to firearms or banning semi-automatic weapons is not the answer. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says changing U.S. gun laws would infringe on the rights of gun owners.
Taking guns away from these responsible Americans will not make them safer. nor will it make our nation more secure. We must not react to evil and tragedy by abandoning the Constitution or infringing on the rights of our law-abiding citizens.
In football, Western United are A-League champions. They've beaten Melbourne City 2-0 in the A-League Grand Final in Melbourne. Two first-half goals denied City back-to-back A-League championships. City defender Nuno Reis put Western United ahead with an own goal in just the second minute of the game. Alexander Prijevic scored the second goal in the 30th minute. Prijevic won the Joe Marston Medal for Best Player of Field in the Grand Final. United are A-League champions in just their third season. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Adelaide, late showers, 19. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 16. Hobart, partly cloudy, 12. Canberra, partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 19. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 20. Brisbane, sunny, 22 degrees. Cairns, a sunny 28. And Darwin, a mostly sunny 32. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.